الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. Continuing with العقيدة الواسطية شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. And alhamdulillah, we've reached chapter number 17. نفي الشريك عن الله تعالى. Negation of a partner for Allah the Most High. Negation of a partner for Allah the Most High. شيخ الإسلام Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentions a number of verses. The first is the saying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الظُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. And say, praise belongs to Allah who has no son and has no partner in his kingdom and who needs no protector due to weakness, and proclaim his absolute greatness. Shaykh al-Fawzan, Habibullah ta'ala, he said, explaining this ayah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and say, praise belongs to Allah. Alhamd huwa thana. The word alhamd is praise. And the scholars of al-Islam as well, Ikhwan, they mentioned that it is praise along with love and glorification. It is praise along with love and glorification. Wa alfihi, because remember, it is وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, and say الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The al in الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ لِلِاسْتِغْرَاقِ indicates all-inclusiveness. Now, because when al is in front of an ism, a noun, it can carry a number of meanings. The meaning here of al is الْاسْتِغْرَاقِ, meaning أي الحمد كله لله. All types and forms of praise belong to Allah. So الحمد لله أل الاستغراق. أل indicates all inclusiveness. So this means that all types of praise and forms of praise belong to Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, الذي لم يتخذ ولدا. All praise belongs to Allah who has no child, no son. A, ليس له ولد كما تقوله اليهود والنصارى وبعض مشركي العرب. This means that Allah Azza wa Jalla has no child, like is claimed by the Jews and the Christians and some of the polytheists from the Arabs. وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, and he has no partner in his kingdom. A, meaning, لَيْسَ لَهُ مُشَارِكٌ فِي مُلْكِهِ وَرُبُوبِيَّتِهِ كَمَا تَقُولَ الثَّنَوِيَّةِ وَنَحْوُهُمْ مِمَّنْ يَقُولُ بِتَعَدُّدِ الْآلِهَةِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has no partner, no sharer in his kingdom, his dominion. He has no partner in his lordship, as is claimed by a sect, a disbelieving sect known as the Thanawiyyah, and they are a sect from the Majusiyyah. The Majusiyyah are who? Who are they? What do they believe? They say that the Majusiyyah, they say that al-alam, that the world is created from two eternal things, one of them being light and the other being darkness. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. One of them being light and one of them being darkness. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has no partner in his kingdom and his lordship as is claimed by the Thanawiyya and their likes who believe in numerous gods. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الظُّلِّ. This comes in the ayah, and who needs no protector due to weakness. A. لَيْسَ بِذَلِيل فَيَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِي أَوْ وَزِيرٌ أَوْ مُشِيرٌ فَلَا يُحَارِفُ أَحَدًا وَلَا يَسْتَنْصِرُ بِأَحَدٍ. Meaning, Allah Azza wa Jalla is not weak as to need a protector, minister or advisor. He does not require anyone's assistance, nor anyone's help. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not need the aid or the assistance of anyone or anything. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. And at the end of the ayah, and proclaim his absolute greatness. أي عَظِّمْهُ. Glorify him. And declare him to be above and far removed from what the oppressors say about him. Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَفِيدُوا مِنَ النَّاحِيَةِ الْمَسْلَكِيَةِ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. That which we benefit in terms of our conduct and our behavior from this verse, أَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ يَشْعُرُ بِكَمَالِ غِنَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ عَنْ كُلِّ أَحَدٍ. The servant acknowledges the perfection of Allah's richness and self-sufficiency as he is in need of nothing. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَ. So the servant acknowledges the perfection of Allah's richness and self-sufficiency from everyone, and that he is alone in possessing everything. And the person recognizes his might and power. Therefore, وَحِينَ إِذٍ يُعَظِّمُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِمَا يَسْتَحِقُّ أَنْ يُعَظَّمْ بِهِ بِقَدْرِ اسْتِطَاعَتِهِ. So therefore, this individual will glorify Allah with that which he should be glorified with, as much as that person is able. Naam, as much as that person is able. So that was the first ayah from Surah Al-Isra, verse 111. Surah Al-Isra, verse 111. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الظُّلْ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. And say, praise belongs to Allah, who has no son and has no partner in his kingdom and who needs no protector due to weakness, and proclaim his absolute greatness. هذه الآية الأولى. That's the first verse. الآية الثانية, the second verse, that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions in this chapter, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Everything in the heavens and on earth glorifies Allah. Sovereignty and praise belongs to Him, and He has power over all things. So again, the ayah, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Everything in the heavens and on the earth glorifies Allah. Everything in the heavens and on the earth glorifies Allah. Sovereignty and praise belongs to Him, and He has power over all things. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, explaining this verse, أي تنزه جميع مخلوقاته التي في سماواته وأرضه عن كل نقص وعيب. الله أكبر. نعم إخوان. And this tasbih is something that is spoken by everything. The trees, the stones, they make tasbih, actual tasbih. However, we don't understand their language. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and on the earth glorifies Allah. Meaning what? أي تُنَزِّهُهُ جَمِيعُ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ الَّتِي فِي سَمَاوَاتِهِ وَأَرْضِ عَنْ كُلِّ نَقْسٍ وَعِيبٍ. Meaning that all of the creation in the heavens and the earth glorify Allah, declaring Him to be free of all imperfections and deficiencies. Declaring Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be free of all imperfections and deficiencies. Ikhwan, who can give me a dalil, a proof, that na'am, the stones, the trees, and the other created beings that exist, they glorify Allah with an actual glorification. However, we do not understand their language. Give me a proof from the Quran.
There's not a living creature except that it glorifies Allah, but you understand not its glorification.
Which surah? If you give me the surah. Musa'ab, tafadhal. Where's the dalil that it's an actual tasbih? Yes, where's the proof that it's an actual tasbih? They actually glorify Allah, but we just don't understand it. Surah Al-Isra, na'am. Mustafa, ay ayah? Ahsant, na'am. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ, that there is not a thing, إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, except that they glorify Allah with His praise. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but you do not understand their glorification. Allahu Akbar. You don't understand it. They glorify Allah. That's why the stone, the tree, inanimate objects, they are superior to the people of disbelief and ilhad. Because as Allah says concerning these things, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ, there is not a thing, إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, except that it glorifies Allah with His praise, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but you do not understand their glorification. You don't understand it. Surah Al-Isra, verse number 44. And that, no doubt, ikhwan, is تَسْبِيح بِلِسَانِ الْمَقَالِ. They actually glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Meaning that all of the creation in the heavens and the earth glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla, declaring Him to be free of all imperfections and deficiencies. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, sovereignty and praise belongs to Him. يَخْتَصَّانَ بِهِ لَيْسَ لِغَيْرِهِ مِنْهُمَا شَيْءٍ, they solely belong to Him. وَمَا كَانَ لِعِبَادِهِ مِنَ الْمَلَكِيَّةِ, and any type of kingship that the servants may have is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them. Allah gave it to them. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is able. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala has power over all things. Nothing can escape Him. Nothing can escape Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has power over everything. The next verse that Shaykh al-Islam mentions is the saying of Allah, وَقَوْلُهُ, and his saying, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَظِيرًا, blessed is he who sent down his criterion. Look, ikhwan, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the Qur'an as al-furqan, a criterion. And we will hear the explanation بعد قليل. Blessed is he, meaning Allah, who sent down the criterion to his servant. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant so that he may be a warner to all the creation. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. He to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, he does not have a child, nor does he have any partners in the kingdom. He created everything and set for it an exact measure. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, Tabaraka. What type of verb is that, ikhwan? I mentioned it in the previous lessons. What type of verb is that? Tabaraka. Abdul Majid. Ahsant. A verb, fi'il madim, in the past tense. What's the mudari? What's the present tense? Ijlis. There's no present tense for that verb. It only comes in the past tense. It only comes, هذه اللفظة لا تستعمل إلا لله سبحانه وتعالى. That word is only used for Allah. That word is only used for Allah. ولا تستعمل إلا بلفظ الماضي. And it is only used in the past tense. So we only say تبارك about Allah. لماذا? Why? Because, brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of تبارك? The meaning of تبارك. دام كماله وخيره وثبت واستقر. تبارك means his perfection and good is eternal, established, and remains. تبارك means his perfection and good is eternal, established, and remains. And the question arises, فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَدُومُ خَيْرُ? Who is it that his good is eternal? Allah Azza wa Jal, تبارك وتعالى. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant. The criterion is referring to Al-Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is called Al-Furqan, the criterion. سُمِّيَ فُرْقَانًا لِأَنَّهُ يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. It is called the criterion. Why is the Quran called the Furqan, the criterion? Because it distinguishes and differentiates truth from falsehood. As the Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen said, وَبَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِ وَالْكَافِرِ. It differentiates the Muslim from the disbeliever. وَبَيْنَ الدَّارِ وَالنَّافِعِ. And it differentiates that which is beneficial from that which is harmful. The Furqan. That is why the da'wah, the people of the sunnah, is a da'wah of clarity. It's not confusing. It's not ambiguous. Don't have to ask, what do they believe? What is their aqidah? What is their methodology? Like it's something that is hidden. It is known. The Quran is the Furqan. The criterion, because it separates and distinguishes between truth and falsehood. That is why a person who claims to be calling to the truth cannot gather truth and falsehood as one, because there is nothing after guidance except misguidance. And that is why when the Salaf, they were asked, like Al-Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah, min a'immati Salaf, from the Imams of the Salaf, as mentioned by Ibn Battah wa ghayru, about an individual, he sits with the people of the Sunnah and he sits with the people of Bid'ah. Al-Awza'i, what did he say? Did he say that man has wisdom? Did he say that man, yes, he's giving da'wah? Mada qal ya Jurayj? Naam, he's trying to equate truth with falsehood. He's trying to equate truth with falsehood. Ikhwan, one of the benefits of that highlighted by Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen is that we benefit that the Quran is the reference point for all of the servants. وَأَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَن تَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْأُمُورِ. And that if a person wants something to be clear for him, فَلْيَرْجِعْ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. Then it is upon him or her to refer to the Quran. Go back to the Quran. The Quran is the criterion. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نظيرا. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion, so that he sent down the criterion to his servant, so that the servant, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may be a warner to the creation. And look, ikhwan, على عبده, to his servant, يعني محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا الصفة مدح وثناء. This is a description of praise and commendation, referring to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as the servant of Allah. In this verse, it is praise. لأنه أضافه إليه إضافة تشريف وتكريم. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى referred to the Prophet as his slave, honoring the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not like some of the Sufis, they claim that to say that the Prophet ﷺ is the slave of Allah or the servant of Allah is dispraiseworthy. Look, Allah praises the Prophet ﷺ by referring to him, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant, that is praise and a commendation. ثُمَّ وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِأَرْبَعِ صِفَاتِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla described himself, brothers and sisters, with four attributes. The first, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Because if we go to the next ayah in Surah Al-Furqan, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth? دُونَ غَيْرِهِ فَهُوَ الْمُتَصَرِّفِ فِيهِمَا وَحْدَهُ. Therefore, this belongs to no one else. To whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth? And this belongs to no one else. And he controls them alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first. As-sifat al-thaniya, the second. وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. He has no child. As is claimed by the Nasara, the Christians and the Jews. وَذَٰلِكَ لِكَمَالْ غِنَاهُ وَحَاجَةٌ كُلِّ مَخْلُوقٍ إِلَيْهِ. He has no child, which is claimed by the Christians and the Jews. And as we said, some of the polytheists from the Arab. This is because of his perfect richness and self-sufficiency. And that all of the creation are in need of him. That's why, ikhwan, we do not refer to ourselves as the children of God. هَذَا لَا يَجُوزْ وَهَذَا قَوْلٌ بَاطِلٌ. We are not the children of God. We are the servants of God. The servants of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not refer to Allah as our father, because Allah Azza wa Jalla does not have any children. وَهَذَا قَوْلٌ بَاطِلٌ مَرْدُونٌ. And we only name Allah with names that He named Himself with, or what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named Him with. As-sifat al-thalitha, the third attribute. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. Nor does he have any partners in the kingdom, in the dominion. وَفِيهِ رَدٌ عَلَى الطَّوَائِفِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الثَّنَوِيَّةِ مِنَ الْوَثَنِيَّةِ وَالثَّنَوِيَّةِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. This is a refutation upon the various sects from the mushrikeen, the pagans, the polytheists, like the idol worshippers, and that sect from the magians known as the Thanawiyyah and other than them. Allah Azza wa Jalla has no partners, tabaraka wa ta'ala, in His kingdom and dominion. As-sifat al-rabi'ah, the fourth. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And He created everything. من المخلوقات. Allah created all of the creation. وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ أَفْعَالُ الْعِبَادِ. And included in this, and the actions of the servants are included in this. Allah created you and your actions. But your actions, you had a choice. Naam, to perform them. So Allah Azza wa Jalla created the servant and their actions. Allah created all things. When Allah said, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, Allah created everything from the creation. And included in this are the actions of the servants. Allah created these acts, and the acts are the acts of the servants. They performed them. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. أي قَدَّرَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا خَلَقَ. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, he decreed everything. He decreed everything that he created. From lifespans, sustenance, happiness, misery, and the like. قال ابن كثير, ابن كثير, he said, explaining this verse, نَزَّهَا نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الْوَلَدُ وَعَنِ الشَّرِيكِ. Allah freed himself from having a child and partner. ثُمَّ أَخْبَرَ أَنُّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And then Allah informed us that He created everything. فَقَدَّرُهُ تَقْدِيرًا. And He set for it an exact measure or an exact preordainment. أي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا سِوَاهُ مَخْلُوقٌ مَبْلُوءٌ. Meaning everything other than Allah is created and nurtured. إِلَىٰ آخِرْ كَلَامِهِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. The next verse. The Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned the next verses from Surah Al-Mu'minun. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولا على بعضهم على بعض سبحان الله عما يصفون عالم الغيب والشهادة فتعالى عما يشركون شاب ما اتخذ الله من ولد الله has no son وما كان معه من إله and there is no God along with him إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق as if there had been other gods then each god would have taken what they created wala ala ba'dhum ala ba'd and some would have tried to overcome the others subhanallahi amma yasifun glorified is allah above what they describe alim al-ghaybi wash-shahada knower of the unseen and the seen fata'ala amma yushrikun exalted is he above all that they associate with him now so as we see numerous benefits from these verses in surah al-mu'minun ash-shaykh al-fawzan he said explaining these ayat the saying of allah azza wa jal mattakhadha allah min waladin wa ma kana ma'ahu min ilah allah has no son and there is no god along with him fi hadhihi al-ayah ينزه الله تعالى نفسه عن أن يكون له ولد أو شريك في الملك والتصرف والعبادة الله عز وجل frees himself and declares himself to be far above having any child or partner in his kingdom and as it pertains to worship and control of the universe and this ikhwan these ayat are conquering evidence against the polytheists refuting their arguments as Allah azza wa jalla says clearly mattakhadha Allah min walad wa ma kana ma'ahu min ilah idhan la dhahaba kullu ilah bima khalaqa wa la ala ba'dhum ala ba'd subhanallahi amma yasifun Allah has no son and there is no god along with him if there had been other gods listen to this proof brothers and sisters if there had been other gods idhan la dhahaba kullu ilahin bima khalaq then each god would have taken what they created as Shaykh al-Fawzan said istidlal lima sabaqa fi awwal al-aya min nafy al-walad wash-shariq fi al-uluhiyya ay law quddira ta'addud al-aliha lam farada kullu minhum 'an al-akhar bima khalaq وحينئذ لا ينتظم الكون لوجود الانقسام والواقع المشاهد ان الكون منتظم اتم انتظام لم يحصل فيه تعدد ولا انقسام شيخ الفوزان said about this brothers and sisters this is a proof of what was mentioned at the beginning of the verse what was mentioned at the beginning of the verse hasan what was mentioned at the beginning of the verse allah has no son And there is no God along with him. Hassan, Ayyub, you have the book. Allah al-Musta'an. Ahmed, you don't have the book?
I'm sharing with
Ahmed. So both of you are lost. Allah has no son. And there is no God along with him. A proof of that. Allah said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقٍ A proof for what was mentioned earlier at the beginning of the verse when there was a negation of any child or any divine partner. Therefore the meaning is that if there were numerous gods, then each god would possess what they created. And as a result, there would be no order in the universe due to these divisions. And the reality and what is evident what is witnessed what we see is that the universe is organized and structured in the most perfect way if there was more than one god Allah azza wa jalla said tabaarak wa ta'ala idhan la dhahaba kullu ilahin bima khalaq then each god would take what they created. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, meaning that if there were numerous gods, then each god would possess what they created, and as a result of that, there would be no order, there would be disorder in the universe due to these divisions. And the reality and what is evident and what we see is that the universe is structured and organized in the most perfect way. Thus the only conclusion that is true is that there is only Allah with no partners. That's the only conclusion. Because of the organization in the universe. The laws that Allah Azza wa Jalla has set alone for the universe. Because if there was other gods along with Allah, إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهِ بِمَا خَلَقَ, then each god would take what they created, and there would be disorder and chaos. But alhamdulillah, the reality, the waqi' shows us that the world, this universe, is structured and organized in the most perfect way. Therefore, there is only one ilah, and that is Allah Azza wa Jalla, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the one who deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? Is that clear so far? That's why when we had the Hebrew Israelite, the best thing, any non-Muslim, the best adilla arguments are found in the Quran. We don't need the arguments of the philosophers, the arguments of the Greeks, the arguments of the Romans, the arguments of other than them. The best adilla, conclusive evidence, is in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba. Because some people, ikhwan, when they are giving da'wah to non-Muslims, sometimes it is tempting to start quoting, you know, all types of individuals, but you get diverted from the asr, which is the text of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا عَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, if there were other gods along with Allah, then some would have tried to overcome others. A, meaning, Shaykh al-Fawzani said, وَلَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ إِلَهًا آخَرُ لَكَانَ كُلٌّ مِّنْهُمْ يَطْلُبُ قَهْرَ الْآخَرُ وَمُخَالَفَتَهُ فَيَعْلُو بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ كَحَالِ مُلُوكِ الدُّنْيَا وَحِينَئِذٍ فَذَلِكَ الْمَغْلُوبُ الضَّعِيفُ لَا يَسْتَحِقُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَهًا وَإِذَا تَقَرَّرَ بُطْلَانَ الْمُشَارِكِ تَعَيَّنَ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِلَهُ وَاحِدًا وَهُوَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. Beautiful, ikhwan. Quran is beautiful. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ, Allah has no son, no child. وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ, and there is no God along with him. إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقٍ, because if there had been other gods along with him, then each would have taken what they created. وَلَا عَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضُ, and some would have tried to overcome others. As Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, if there was another God along with Allah, then they would seek to overcome the other and oppose him. So therefore, some would overcome others, as is the case of the kings of this world. So the defeated and weak one does not deserve to be a god. So therefore, brothers and sisters, it is clear that it is forced and rejected for there to be any partner to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, we know conclusively that there is only one God, which is Allah alone, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, if there was other gods along with Allah, وَلَا عَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, some of them would have tried to overcome the others. If there was another God along with Allah, then each would seek to overcome and oppose the other. So therefore we know from this that it is clear that it is false and rejected for there to be a partner to Allah. Therefore, there is only one who deserves to be worshipped. There is only one God, which is Allah alone, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is why Allah, He said next, Subhanallahi amma yasifoon. Glorified is Allah above what they describe Him with. Meaning, min ash-shariki wal-walad. Allah is free and above from having a child or having any partner. Subhanallahi amma yasifun. Glorified is Allah above what they describe Him with. He is free and far above from having a child, and He is free and far above from having any partner. And the benefit from that, ikhwan, أنه يجب علينا جميعا أن نعرف عظمة الله عز وجل. It is obligatory upon each and every one of us, young and old, male and female, black and white, Arab and non-Arab, to know the greatness of Allah. وَنُنَزِّهُ عَنْ كُلِّ نَقْصٍ. And we declare Him. It is obligatory for us to declare Him to be free from any imperfection. وَإِذَا عَلِمْنَا ذَلِكَ. If we know this, what's the benefit? The benefit is, ازْدَدْنَا مُحَبَّةً لَهُ وَتَعْظِيمًا. We will increase in our love and our glorification of Allah. That's the importance of the correct aqeedah, the correct beliefs, brothers and sisters. If we know this, the greatness of Allah, if we understand the greatness of Allah, ازْدَدْنَا مُحَبَّةً لَهُ وَتَعْظِيمًا. It will increase us of our love of Allah and our glorification of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next verse. The Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned Surah Al-Nahl, verse number 74. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not put forth similitudes for Allah. Indeed, Allah knows and you know not. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not put forth similitudes to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, Allah knows and you know not. The meaning of this, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not put forth similitudes for Allah. يَنْهَى سُبْحَانَهُ عَنْ دَرْبِ الْأَمْثَالِ لَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla prohibits putting forth similitudes for Him. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, meaning, فَتَقُولُونَ. So you say, the like Allah is like this and like that. A person saying, Allah is like this and Allah is like that. Likewise, when people say, إِنَّ يَدَ اللَّهِ مِثْلُ يَدِ كَذَا. That the hand of Allah is like the hand of such and such. هذا محرم. هذا تشبيه. هذا كفر. It's disbelief. Rather, we affirm for Allah a hand befitting His Majesty, and we say the hand of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not like the hand of the creation. So do not put forth similitudes for Allah, like saying Allah is like such and such, Allah is like this and Allah is like that. It's not allowed. وَكَانَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَجَلُّ مِنْ أَنْ يَعْبُدُهُ الْوَاحِدُ مِنْ. The polytheists, look, and this example makes it clear, ikhwan. The mushrikun, the polytheists, the pagans, they used to say that Allah is too sublime, is too magnificent for one of us to worship Him directly. Allah is too sublime, too magnificent for one of us to worship Him directly. فَلَا بُدْ مِنْ اتِّخَاذِ وَاسِطَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ. So we have to take an intermediary between us and Him. فَكَانُوا يَتَوَسَّلُونَ إِلَيْهِ بِالْأَصْنَامِ وَغَيْرِهَا تَشْبِيهًا لَهُ بِمُلُوكِ الدُّنْيَا. So they would seek nearness to Allah through, in their claim, the idols. And other than them, because they resembled Allah to the kings of this world. Look at that false argument. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not perform similitudes for Allah. Look at the polytheists. Look how corrupt their intellects. The مُشَبِّهَا. Naam, they resembled Allah to the creation because their intellects were polluted. So they said, how can one of us worship Allah directly? How can we worship Allah directly? Allah is too magnificent and sublime for us to worship Him straight. So we have to take an intermediary between us and Allah. So they used to draw near. They used to worship these idols and these statues in their claim that they would bring them closer to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because they resembled Allah to the kings of this dunya. Because we know a king of this dunya, you can't just show up to the palace and say, I need an audience with the king. Let me talk to him. It's not happening. In order to get before the king, you need to know someone. Or the ruler, you need to know someone. You need a wasita. You need an intermediary to take you before the king. And they need to be in the inner circle. They need to have some influence. You're not just showing up at the door of the ruler or the king and saying, you know, I need to talk to him. I need to speak. Even in this country, if you go and you say, you know, I want to have a word with President Bush, you get me? You might get to Guantanamo Bay, that's where you might go. Trump. Alpha, who would I say? Yeah, Bush, subhanAllah, we're in the last presidency. Here we go. We're stuck in the past of Allah will start. Now,
even the one before the last.
Yeah, the one before the last. Yeah, I skipped Obama.
How did you do that?
They might go on a rampage on the internet. So look, the mushrikun, that was their reasoning. So therefore they said, like we can't just go directly to the kings of this world, we can't worship Allah directly. We need intermediaries between us and Allah. So therefore, we draw near to these idols for them to bring us closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hada qawlan batil. Naam. So ikhwan, this similitude that they put forth, the mushrikun, is false and rejected. Why? Because awwalan, worship is the sole right of Allah Azza wa Jal, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And every prophet and messenger that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent has commanded the people to worship Him alone without any partners, to worship Him directly. Your Lord has said, supplicate to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدعاه والعبادة, supplication is worship. إذا سألت فاسأل الله, if you ask, ask of Allah directly. So we are commanded to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And taking intermediaries, and we worship them, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, besides Allah, is shirk. Even if we claim that, we only do this so that they bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has not revealed any authority or allowance, permission for that. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to worship Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not put forth any similitudes for Allah. The next verse that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, is the saying of Allah, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And say, O Muhammad, my Lord has forbidden immorality, indecency, both open and hidden, and sins, transgression without right, and associating partners with Allah for which He has sent down no authority, and saying things about Allah that which you do not know. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord has forbidden indecency, immorality, both open and hidden, al-fawahish. Firstly, قُلْ, say, الْخِطَابِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is being addressed. وَفِي ذَلِكَ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ النَّبِيَ صلى الله عليه وسلم مُبَلِّغٌ عَنِ اللَّهِ. This is a proof that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. And that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم conveys this from Allah. Why? Because Allah said, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad. So the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. It is not the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is the speech of Allah uncreated. Innama adatu hasrin. Innama harrama rabbi al-fawahish. Ay ja'alaha haraman. Allah has made these things haram, forbidden. Wal fawahish jam'u fahisha. And the word fawahish, it is the plural of fahisha. Wa hiya ma tanaha qubhuhu min al-ma'asi. Fahisha It is every type of disobedience that is extremely wicked and filthy. So the word fahisha is every type of disobedience that is extremely wicked and filthy. Zina, fornication, fahisha, and the like. ما ظهر منها وما بطن أي ما أعلن منها وما أسر. That which is done publicly and openly, and that which is hidden. And sin and transgression, أي الظلم المجاوز للحد والتعدي على الناس. Transgression without right, meaning oppression which exceeds the boundaries, and oppressing and transgressing against the people. It's forbidden. وأن تشركوا بالله, and to associate partners with Allah, that's forbidden, haram. أي أن تجعلوا له شريكا في العبادة, meaning that you ascribe partners to Allah as it relates to worship. So you worship others besides Allah, that's forbidden, haram. That's the greatest sin, that is the greatest crime, الشرك والعياذ بالله. ما لم ينزل به سلطانا, for which there is no, he sent down no authority, no hujjah, no proof, no evidence. وَهَذَا مَوْضِعَ الشَّاهِدِ مِنَ الْآيَةِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah has forbidden that you say about Allah that which you do not know. مِنَ الْإِفْتِرَاءِ وَالْكَذِبِ, from lying and fabrication, from lying and fabricating the claim. مِنْ دَعْوَى أَنَّ لَهُ وَلَدَى. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden you from saying about Allah that which you do not know, meaning the lying and fabricating the claim that He has a son, and the like of which you have no knowledge. And also, what falls under this is ascribing to Allah that He made something lawful or forbidden which He has given no authority or permission for. Ash-shahid min hadhihi al-ayat, the point in mentioning these verses, brothers and sisters, inshallah, with this we'll bring the lesson to a close. أَنَّ فِيهَا نَفْيَ الشَّرِيكِ عَلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That in these verses, these verses contain a negation of partners for Allah. أَنَّ فِيهَا نَفْيَ الشَّرِيكِ عَلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. These verses contain a negation of partners for Allah. وَإِثْبَاتُ تَفَرُّدِهِ, an affirmation that for Him alone is perfection. For Him alone is perfection as it pertains to Lordship. For Him alone is perfection as it pertains to His sole right to be worshipped. For Him alone is perfection as it pertains to His names and His attributes. Likewise, these verses contain a negation of a child or a like for Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. These verses contain negation of a child or a like for Him. وَأَنَّ جَمِيعَ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ تُنَزِّهُ عَنْ دَالِكَ وَتُقَدِّسُهُ. Likewise, these verses contain that all the creation glorify Allah and declare Him to be free and far removed from having a child or having a like. They also establish the proof that shirk is false, feeble and rejected, and that it is based upon ignorance and fantasies, and that Allah Azza wa Jal has no partners, nor does He have any likes. Na'am. So that, brothers and sisters, in a nutshell, is why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned these verses. Any questions from this class? And tomorrow is a very important class, Hafidhukum Allah, and all the classes are important, but tomorrow we will discuss Ithbatu Istiwa'illah ala Arshihi, affirmation of Allah Azza wa Jalla rising above His throne.